Last time that I checked, it was 5 chains on my neck. It was no smut on my rep. Last time that I checked, I was selling in the set. Make a quarter mil, no sweat. Last time that I checked.
Welcome back into Clippers Talk. I'm Adam Oslin. After they come back down 18, thanks to 22 in the fourth from Norman Powell, they win 118-112 in Portland over his former team in the Blazers. What a victory for the Clippers. 866-987-2570. 866-987-2570. A spirited victory, an inspiring win. We'll see what carryover they have as they introduced a few new players in Jason Preston and Musa Diabate and did all this without Kawhi, without Paul George, and without Luke Kennard. But we've seen it before. We've also had this man on before for a little Clips and Double Dip. It's our friend William Updike here, does Clips and Dip with myself and Charles Mockler. Will, I believe Norman Powell would be your surprise player to watch, if I remember our podcast from last night for this ballgame.
That's right. Powell and Covington both returning to their old team in a way that's like an unfair picture accidentally, quote unquote, sent by your ex's friend to you of them doing great. Norman Powell, 32 points. The efficiency, though, absolutely off the charts. How about that fourth quarter from Norm? He absolutely destroyed.
Yeah, 22 of his 32 points in that fourth quarter. So I gave you some love with that prediction. Can you throw some back at me? Because nobody's going to believe that I talked about Musa Diabate and how he could be a big contributor with this Clippers team even this season a couple of weeks ago. Nobody's going to believe it.
You called it. I mean, you hit the nail right on the head. And oh my gosh, the word unfattable is a dirty word for Clippers fans dating back to the Avery Bradley era. But how about a team second best plus 19 in 12 fourth quarter minutes from Musa Diabate? Ty Lue credited his switchability and his energy as the reason he was in there to close that game. And boy, did we see it. He got a crucial loose ball foul when he stuck in there for a rebound. Just an absolute great game. And you know his biggest fan, his biggest cheerleader out there is Nick Batum, who had quite an unstatable game himself. Plus 22 in just 25 minutes. Well, not exactly, once again, burning your eyes out with the stats, but man, the French connection with the impact in this one.
Yeah, those two blocks down the stretch at the rim, just enforcing and patrolling the paint, just emphatic blocks. I'd love to see that from both of them. I mean, hey, Musa played the entire fourth quarter. They won it by 19. He better be a plus 19 out there. I'm never believing that stat again. That's how good he was. Reggie Jackson was also spectacular, especially because he faced some adversity. He was playing hurt a little bit. He had that huge fall at the end of the second quarter off a crazy made layup. And it looked like a lot of people thought he might not even play in the second half. Instead, he has 13 points in that third quarter just to keep them within striking distance. I thought Reggie Jackson was spectacular.
Absolutely. Like, absolute heroics from Reggie in this one. And it wasn't just that 13 points that kept them afloat when Anthony Simons absolutely torched the Clippers with 15 of his own in that third quarter. It was all the extra stuff Reggie was doing. He was leaping on the scorer's table to grab loose balls. He sacrificed his body after that brutal fall for a late game charge that gave Jeremy Grant his sixth foul. Look, Reggie Jackson in this one gutted out every single number on that stat line. Sure, he put up 24-7 and 12. He took 23 shots to get to those 24 points. And man, this to me was like a masterclass in sort of the next man up, just grind it out sort of mentality, that identity that we keep talking about that we knew from this Clippers squad. Reggie put every ounce of his body into that performance, and I don't know what we can expect to see on the second night of a back-to-back after playing every minute of the second half, but oh my gosh, what a performance from Reggie. That was just giving me all the memories of what this Clippers team can be and what guys give to this squad.
Yeah, it felt like deja vu. It felt like once again, things are crystallizing for what the identity and what the philosophy of this team is. They just don't quit. They keep coming. They feel comfortable when they're down big. That seems to be when they're at their best. They're okay without their stars. They find ways to win. And I thought, even though he went 3 of 13 in the ball game, there was a big move by Coach Lou to put Marcus Morris back in for Robert Covington down the stretch. And Marcus, with the Clippers being down 3 with 2 minutes left, hit a huge 17-foot jumper. I just love to see that, because even though he was, what, at that time he was 2 for 12, and he still had the confidence to take and make that shot.
Absolutely, absolutely. And we saw him give it on the defensive end. Like, overall, I mean, a little bit of a rough outing for him, but once again, the spurts that he was able to give, the effort that he was able to give on the other end of the ball, it's still those impact moves. And I think, Morris, especially as a guy who I know can be sometimes polarizing or frustrating to Clippers fans, you see that trust from the coaching staff and you see that impact on the floor. And it's just, I mean, it's undeniable, even when the guy isn't scoring the ball at the level that we know he can do, he's still able to provide that impact.
Clippers come back down 18. They win 118 to 112 in Portland over the Trailblazers and get 22 points from Norman Powell in the fourth, who outscored his former team by 5 by himself. He is William Updike. Follow him there on Twitter. Listen to him on the Clips and Dip podcast with myself and Charles Mockler. Thanks for the double dip session tonight. Appreciate it, Will.
Absolutely. Couldn't come after a better win. Always a pleasure.
Now we'll see if the Clippers can turn this into something more. Can this springboard them forward? We'll find out tomorrow. They're in Utah taking on a Jazz team they played twice already. They're 1-1 against. We'll talk about that. Still looking for post-game audio. You're listening to Clippers Talk here on AM 570 LA Sports.